there are stories. And so it was really a social phenomenon, an internal phenomenon. And clearly the Judeo-Christians, as we noted in the earlier, in our previous lecture, would ultimately find themselves on the outside. But you have stories of rabbis talking to these students of Jesus. There's a fantastic story of, again, Rabbi Eliezer, whom we've encountered in a number of our lectures, who was actually brought to trial before the Roman government in Palestine. Let's remember that in the first and second century, Christianity was still outlawed. And a rabbi, a very prominent rabbi, is brought to trial on suspicion of being a Christian. In the end, he manages to get out of the trial. But he can't understand why they even suspected him. And one of his colleagues says, maybe you had discourse with one of these Christians and somebody saw this, or this is why you were punished, or whatever. And he says, you've reminded me. I was once walking in the streets of the Galilean city of Sepphoris, and I encountered a fellow by the name of Jacob, or James maybe, one of the disciples of Jesus the Nazarene. And he asked me a question, and I didn't know the answer, and he told me this is what his rabbi taught him, and I thought it wasn't all that bad. And that's why I was punished. That's very interesting. In other words, the story suggests that there was a relationship between these people. It is only as we get into the later Talmudic period that Judeo-Christianity is no longer the issue, and Christianity becomes another distinct religion, because it will, of course, be embraced by Gentiles. And then what you have is really a confrontation reality, where you have Judaism looking upon Gentile Christianity as being the, well, either the competition or the other. And of course, it's the competition for one very major reason. It embraces the very same Bible that you embrace. And it will derive proof from the very same Bible. It will read the scriptures in Isaiah and claim that here Christianity is manifest. And clearly, as we head into the Middle Ages, this would be a major problem. How would Jews react? Clearly, Jews, by and large, if they found themselves in a polemical or a confrontational situation with Christianity, would stress, for example, that there is no real explicit proof of Christianity in Isaiah. It's only how you interpret it. But they would go much further. They would claim that ideas such as incarnation of God in a human being, or the Trinity, or even reverence to icons or to a cross, are smack of something that is not purely biblical. In fact, if one bows down to a cross, or does any reverence, evinces any reverence to an icon, cannot that be considered idolatry of sorts? Clearly, the Bible in its purest sense would have been opposed to that. And so in the Middle Ages, we begin to hear that these are the constant responses. There would be another response in the Middle Ages. If indeed Jesus was a messianic figure, why hasn't the world really entered a glorious new reality? Why is the world still this somewhat miserable place that we see it to be? In other words, the more you imagine the messianic era to be a glorious future, the less you are convinced. Nevertheless, there were those who realized that Christianity is, in a sense, a monotheistic religion. And there were rabbis who embraced a different approach. One rabbi in particular, Menachem Meiri, who lived in France in the 13th century, who claims that these people, Christians as well as Muslims, are people whose lives are directed by religion. And so this was a mitigating force. This was there was a tendency here to claim that possibly Christianity is not outright idolatry. And what he did in Meiri was to create sort of a third category. There is Israel, there are idolaters, and then there are people whose lives are run by religion and a way of interacting with them. Now, obviously, the historical realities of the time required an interaction between Jews and Christians, and certainly in Western Europe that was the case. Regarding Islam, things were somewhat different.